Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks a kasha on Reb Oishia. Reb Oishia learned in Reb Shimon that he holds Neil Rechkach Yibem. There is no problem of Eishazach Oshleim Ba'ilamai because Zika Kiknusa. The Gemara is going to prove that Reb Shimon doesn't hold Zika Kiknusa. How is the Gemara prove that? The Gemara brings a Mishnah that says there are three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, are married to three fremde women that are not relations at all. Reuben died. Shimon made Mimer on Reuben's wife, and then Shimon went ahead and died. So Levi has now two women that are neifel to him to Yibum. The Tanakhama says that they both do chalitza, not Yibum. Reb Shimon holds that he can do Yibum to either one, either Reuben's wife or Shimon's wife. And the second one gets chalitza. The Gemara explains, why does Reb Shimon hold that? Why does he hold that he can't do Yibum to both? The fact is, there are two women from two different batim. One was married to Shimon, and one was married to Reuben. They're two different chiyuvei Yibum. So the Gemara explains, because it could be that he holds Yesh Zika and Zika Keknusa, and therefore it's as if Shimon did Yibum to Eishes Reuben, and now there are two women that come from one bais, not from two batim. They're both from Shimon's house, so when there are two women that come from one dead brother, you do Yibum to one, you don't do to both. So that's the reason he allows Yibum to one. However, he makes the other one do Chalitza, because maybe we don't see Zika Keknusa, and therefore it's not as if he did Yibum with Eishes Reuven, and therefore one has to get Chalitza. As we said, maybe it's not considered by Yisrael. Maybe we don't say Zika Keknusa. So we see that Reb Shimon is Mesupik if we say Zika Keknusa. And that's even with a Maimer that he did. Gemara eventually answers that since there were two potential Yavaman, we don't say Zika Keknusa. However, the Gemara's Havamina, that we say Zika Keknusa, it would have to be that since Eishes Reuven was Zokuk to Shimon, we say Zika Keknusa, and therefore it's impossible to say that both Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon should need Yibum, because they're from two different batim. Since we say Zika Keknusa, it's as if Shimon did Yibum on her, and both Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon are considered that they come from one bias, because they were both married to Shimon at a certain point. That's the Gemara's Kasha. If you say Zika Keknusa, it should be as if Shimon did Yibum immediately with Eishes Reuven, and therefore they both come from the same house, and Levi should not have to do Yibum to two, only to one. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Rashba and the Ritva ask that the Gemara's Kasha is a Pella. The Gemara understands that since she was Zakuk to Shimon, and we say Zika Keknusa, it's as if Shimon was Miyabim her. And therefore, if Shimon holds Zika Keknusa, he should only have to do Yibum to one of the two, because they're both from Bayis Echon. The Rashba and the Ritva ask, the rule that we say Zika Keknusa only is in regards to Eish Zachash Lebay Lamay. We don't say Zika Keknusa if there are two Yavamin. Let's say there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben died. So his wife is Oil Yibum, or to Shimon, or to Levi. We don't say Zika Keknusa. We don't say that she's Konos to Shimon, and Levi can't do Yibum. Whoever does the Yibum is the one who's a Goy Muslim Afreya. She was Zakuk to him. We don't say because she's Zika Keknusa to Shimon that Levi can't do Yibum. Each one has the opportunity to do Yibum. So now that Eishes Reuven was Neufel in front of Shimon and Levi, true, it could be theoretically Zika Keknusa to Shimon, but she's also Zika Keknusa to Levi. And if Levi does Yibum eventually, so then she was Zakuk to him. What's the Gemara asking? That we shouldn't say Zika Keknusa by Neil Upsaif Yibim, because you see that he doesn't know Zika Keknusa here. Nobody says Zika Keknusa when there are two brothers that could do Yibum. If that's the case, when there's ever more than one brother, there's no Yibum, because there's Zika Keknusa to each one, and therefore nobody could do Yibum. It's impossible to say such a thing. Of course we don't say Zika Keknusa only regarding Eishes Achash Levi Lamai. Levi was born after the Nefila of Eishes Reuben to Shimon, so we say Zika Keknusa because they're not on equal footing. But when there are two brothers that the Nefilah is in front of them, of course we don't say Zika Keknusa. That's the Rashba and the Ritz's Kasha. The Rashba answers that we don't say Zika Keknusa when there's two brothers that a woman was Nefil Yibum in front of them, that's only when they're both alive. Because each one can do Yibum. If one of the brothers died, if Shimon died, we say Zika Keknusa, and therefore, Gemara asks, we should say in this case that there was Zika Keknusa to Shimon, and it's Shtei Yevamos HaBayis Mibayis Echon. What's the svara behind that? Because since it's possible if he was alive he could have done Yibum, so therefore we look at it as if he did the Yibum, And we say she was kadosh to him and not to Levi. The lesson of the Rashi was, Ilu have a kayim, you kadosh lo. If he was alive, it's possible he would have married her. He would have done Yibum. So therefore, she's considered kadosh to him. The Rashba asks on that, that Svara L'chaira is, as the Rashba says, Svara R'chayka Mo'id. It's a very vital Svara to say. If he's alive, we don't say Sikik Knusa. When he's dead, then we say, in retro, that it's possible he would have been Miyabim. So therefore, it's as if he was Miyabim, she's kadosh to him. L'chaira is a very Svara to, accept. When he's alive, we don't say Zika Kiknusa. When he dies, we do say Zika Kiknusa. But the Rashba says that it's impossible to say differently. Because if we don't say that when they die, we say Zika Kiknusa, then if there were two brothers, Reuven died, and he left over an almana to be Eilalibum to Shimon and Levi. And then Yehuda was born. And then Shimon and Levi both died. Nobody was kindnesser. If we don't say Zika Kiknusa, even after death, then how could Yehuda ever do Yibum in such a case? And Rav Shimon holds that we do say Zikik Knus in such a case, and Yehuda can do Yibum. And that's like we mentioned in the previous blot, the Rashba Zechreach, that even if he doesn't do Yibum, because if you needed Yibum to Yimater, and Zikik Knus is not enough, then it should always be that the second she was Neifel, and she didn't get Yibum yet, it should be Kol Yivam Hashem Einu Kairbo. If we need a Yibum to be matter for this Eshesach of Shleiba Elomai and the Zika Kiknusa is not enough, then how could Yibum afterwards help? She should be also because the second of the Nefila, if she wasn't Mutter at that moment, she's going to be Aser afterwards. If she's not Mutter immediately, she stays Aser forever. So therefore, it's muchrach in Reb Shimon that Zika Knusa is matter for Eishesach Shleva Elamai, even if eventually the brother that was around didn't do Yibum. Because if you need to come onto his Yibum, B'payel, he actually has to do a physical Yibum, and Zika Knusa is not enough, then even if he did Yibum afterwards, it wouldn't help to alleviate the Isser of Eishesach Shleva Elamai that Eishes Reuven has to Levi. Because the second Eishes Reuven fell, Le'ibum, she was Aser to Levi. And the Yibum that Shimon would do afterwards won't help. Elot Smuchrach, says the Rashba, that Zika Knusa is Matir, it makes it that the second the Reuven was Nifter, she's Kanas to Shimon, and therefore he consummates the Ishus that Leah had with Reuven. And he absorbs that into his own Ishus, and therefore, when Levi is born afterwards, even if there was no Yibum, she's not Eshesach Shleiva Bar Elamai anymore. That's how the Rashba proves that Reb Shimon's understanding in Zikik Knusa is that even if eventually he does not do a Yibum, we still say that Zikik Knusa. Therefore, the Rashba goes on further to explain that the Gemara couldn't have answered Yosef's Kasha that Reb Shimon only says Zikik Knusa where he did Yibum. And in this case, he didn't do Yibum, but just did Maimer. And that's why we don't say Zikik Knusa. That won't be a teretz. Because Reb Shimon holds, even if he did not do Yibum eventually, even if Shimon did not do a Yibum, we still say Zikik Knusa from the Hechreich that we just mentioned. So again, pshat that the Rashba learns in the Sugi is that Zikik Knusa, even if he doesn't do Yibum, even if he dies, we say Zikik Knusa. And therefore, the Gemara asks the Kasha, although Shimon died and he did not do Yibum, we should say Zika Keknusa. True, when there are two brothers that are alive, we don't say Zika Keknusa. Any brother can do Yibum. However, if a brother dies, the Rashba says, it's Mochach, that if a brother dies and he doesn't do Yibum, we say Zika Keknusa to him. And that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha, why does Levi have to do Yibum to one and Chalisa to the other? They are, should be considered two Yavamis who come from one house. Rashba acknowledges that the Svara is Dachuk, to say that we say Zika Kiknusa only by a case where the brother died, and if he's still alive, we don't say Zika Kiknusa. But he says there's no other way around it, al pi cheshvan of the Mishnah and the Gemara till now. Reb Shimon in Chiddush Reb Shimon Shkop has two simonim to explain this inyan, Shita Sarashba, that Mechayim, we don't say Zika Kiknusa only after Misa.
basically he says a mahalach that if all the brothers are alive and one brother went ahead and made Yibum Marchalitza, so he took over the Zika of everybody. Everyone's Zika Keknusa in the Yavama was waiting to see who was going to take it over. When one of the brothers comes along and does Yibum Marchalitza, so he took the entire Zika to himself. That was by all the brothers. However, when one brother dies, his Zika can't be undone, can't be taken away. The brother wasn't doing anything for him, and we're not taking away any of his Zika, because he's dead. There's no way to take away his Zika. Therefore, it's a Goy Muslim Afrei that his Zika was there to last forever. That's called a Kinyan that lasts, because it can't be undone anymore, and therefore, we say Goy Muslim Afrei that his Zika Knusa was never taken away, and that's why we say, after he dies, we say Goy Muslim Afrei, the Zika Knusa to him. Reb Shimon has another Mahalach similar to that. Anyone who wants to see it can take a look in Simon. Yudzain and Yudches and Chalisha B'Shem and Yehuda Akayin on Yavamas.
The Ritva does not accept that. The Ritva says it's Dachuk and it's impossible to agree to the Rashba Svara. If he's alive, we don't say Zika Knusa. If he's in the kever, we say she's Kadosh to him at that point. That's impossible. So the Ritva explains the Gemara's Kasha differently. The Ritva explains that the Gemara's understanding that we'll say Zika Knusa here, even though in a normal case where Yavama falls to two brothers, we don't say Zika Knusa regarding one brother and not to the other brother, that's because over here in our sugya, we're talking about a case where he did Maimer also. If he does Maimer plus Zika, according to Reb Shimon, should equal a Zika Kiknusa, even if the two brothers are alive, because the Svara is, after he does a Maimer, he started the process of Yibum, so we accept that he's going to be the one who is going to actually do Yibum. Normally, if there are two brothers that are alive and there's just a simple Zika, we can't say Zika Kiknusa regarding one brother, not the other, whether he's alive or whether he died. There's no difference. The Zika Kiknusa works for both brothers. However, when Shimon, in this case, did Maimer, Shimon holds clearly that Maimer has a Dindiraisa. He started the process of Yibum. Therefore, in such a case, even if both brothers are alive, we say Zika Kiknusa to Shimon exclusively because he did a Maimer plus a Zika, and Reb Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa equals that she is Konus to Shimon, and therefore, when Shimon dies, both Eishes Ruvain, who was Konus to Shimon because of the Maimer plus Zika Kiknusa, that creates a situation that both she and Shimon's original wife are considered Shteyavoy Mesaboyz Mibayis Echod, and therefore the Gemara asks one Yibum or Chalitza should suffice for the both of them. That's how the Ritva explains the Gemara's cash. The Gemara continues, brings another Raya against the Mahalach and Reb Shimon that we say Zika Kiknusa. The Gemara brings a Braisa that says there are three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them, Reuben and Shimon, are married to two sisters, to Leah and Rachel, Aishavita, or married to a woman and her daughter, Aishavaspita, granddaughter, Aishavaspina. So the Chacham say that the women who are Nefel Yibum, the wives of Reuben and Shimon, that are Nefel Yibum to Levi, are Chalitza Shalem Siyamis, Nu Chalitza, they don't do Yibum. Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says that they're Potter both from Chalitza and from Yibum. The Gemara later brings a Drasha, Litzrar, that when theoretically they become tsaris one to another, there's no Yibum or Chalitza at all. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if Reb Shimon holds Zika Kiknusa, so when Reuven died, and Leah, his wife, was Nefel Yibum to Levi, so even if Shimon dies afterwards, and Rachel, his wife, is also Nefel Yibum to Levi, according to Reb Shimon, why does he say both are Potter, because there's a drasha of Litzor that we can't have them be tsaris? The second that Reuven died, Leah became Zkuka to Levi, and therefore it's as if he was Miyabimur. So when Rachel, Esha Shimon is Neifel and she's her sister, she shouldn't be in any way a hindrance to Leah to do Yibum. Rachel should be Potter because she's Achais Ishtoya of Levi. It's as if Levi was Miyabimur already, and Rachel should be Potter, but not Leah. Let Leah be Misyabim to Levi. So the Gemara answered, my Paiter Paiter Bishnia, that when Reb Shimon patters, it means he patters only Rachel. Leah Taka is Eil Yibum to Levi. So the Gemara asks, before Reb Shimon that he patters everybody, both Leah and Rachel. So the Gemara says, Omer Rava shniya shebzug ze, v'shniya shebzug ze. Rava understood that the Braisa is not four different cases that Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a grandchild. It's all one case. Reuven married one sister, a mother, a grandmother, and another grandmother. And Shimon married the first one's sister, the second one's daughter, the third wife's granddaughter, and the fourth wife's granddaughter, Bas Benah. And Shimon paters all of Shimon's wives. Why? One of Reuven's wives is Mesiyah Bemes. Because we're going to say that, although they didn't do Yibum yet, but since Reuven died first, we'll say Zikir Kiknusa. One of them was Kiknusa to Levi. And when one wife is Mesiyah Bemes, the rest of the Tzarais are Pater. One woman is Mesiyah Bemes from each house. And then, when Shimon died, all of his wives are going to be Pater from Yibum Chalitza. Because, let's say Reuven will be Miyabim, one of the two sisters. So then, if he's going to be Miyabim Leah, so Rachel is an Erva. Rachel, the wife of Shimon, is an Erva. She's a sister of Leah. And all the other wives are a Tzara's Erva. So therefore, they are all Pater from Yibim and Chalitza. That's the Gemara's Teretz, according to Rav. One of Reuven's wives is Kiknusa because of Zika Kiknusa. By the time Shimon died, all his wives are going to be Pater. One's going to be a direct Erva to the one that's Knusa to Levi, and the rest are going to be Tzarasar. Now the Mashal asks a very basic kasha. We said that one of Reuven's wives are going to be Zika Kiknusa to Levi, and therefore Shimon's wives won't Aser Reuven's wives, although they're an Erva, and therefore one of Reuven's wives is going to be Siabim, and the rest of Reuven's wives and all of Shimon's wives are going to be Potter. Mashal asks, just like the Gemara said before, that when there are two Yivamin, two potential brothers, to do Yivam, we don't say Zikir Kiknusa according to Reb Shimon. The same way, when there are two Yivamis, when there's more than one wife that Reuven left over for Levi to be Miyabim, here too we should say that we don't say Zikir Kiknusa in such a case. The Svara that we don't say Zikir Kiknusa when there's more than one brother is because, how do you know who is going to be Miyabim? The same way, when there's more than one wife that's Nefel Yivam, we say, how do we know who's going to be the Mesiyah Bemes? So we shouldn't say Zikir Kiknusa. So how could the Gemara say that the Braisa is talking about that four of Reuven's wives were Nefel Yivam and four of Shimon's wives, and amongst the four of Reuven's wives, we say Zikir Kiknusa to one of them, and therefore one is Mesiyah Bemes. We don't say Zikir Kiknusa when there's more than one option for Yibum. Whether we're talking about the Yavamim, whether we're talking about the Yavamis. So I understood the Mashal. And therefore he asks, how could Rava say we're talking about four Yavamis? And still say Zikir Kiknusa. The Mashal answers, it's not a comparison, Yavamim to Yavamis. When there's more than one Yavam, we don't say Zikir Kiknusa, we don't know who she's Kiknusa to. She could be Kiknusa to Shimon, she could be Kiknusa to Levi. Therefore, since there's not one guaranteed Yavam to do Yibum, we don't say Zikir Kiknusa. However, by two Yavamis, since it's up to the Yavam to marry any Yavam that he wants to, we consider each one Kiknusa. The Mashal holds the Svara, if the Yavam can choose who he wants to, so then the one he chooses is retroactively considered Kiknusa from the beginning. Mashal Inkin by two Yavamin, since each one can choose to do Yibum, the option doesn't lie in the hands of one particular Yavam, in that case we don't say Zikir Kiknusa as the Gemara says before. That's the Mashal. The Tosfos Yishonim, however, asks the Mashal's Kasha, how could you say by more than one Yavama, Zikir Kiknusa? We don't say that when there is more than one option for Yibum. And he learns, because of this Kasha, totally different Mahalakha and the Gemara, he does not hold like the Mashal's distinction. He holds that even the Maskana, we don't say Zikir Kiknusa when there is more than one Yavama. Eventually answers that Reb Shimon is Taka Maida in a case where they fell one after the other, Leah was Nefel Yibum, and then Rachel was, that we say Zikir Kiknusa, and Leah is Mutter, and Rachel is Aser, because of being an Erva to Leah. The Gemara says, the Braisa that says that Reb Shimon Paiter B'Shteyem is in a case where they felt Bavas Achas, that both of them were Nefel Yibum the same exact second, Reuven and Shimon died simultaneously, and he holds like Reb Yisi Aglieva that we say Efshar L'Tzamtzem. Now the Karen asks Akasha, why don't we say
that it's talking about that they weren't neifel b'vasachas. That's a very big deichik. Let's say they fell one after the other. Reuven died first, and then Shimon died. The reason, the case of the Brisa, we don't say Zika Keknusa, is talking about that Levi was a cotton, b'shas nefila of both Reuven and Shimon. Since he's a cotton, he can't do Yibum. So, in such a case, we're going to say that we don't say Zika Keknusa. He can't do Yibum. So, it's very misnabbered to say that we don't say such a case, Zika Keknusa. The Keronari Lamaisa proves from this Gemara that even by a cotton, we say Zika Keknusa. If the Yavam is a cotton and he can't do Yibum, we still say Zika Keknusa. Why? Because although he can't do Yibum, his Zika asers the Yavamas from being Noisei Lashuk. They can't get married to whoever they want. They're Asr and they have to wait for him to do Yibum or Chalitza. Since he has a Zika that asks them to marry Lashuk, we say that Zika Keknusa, even in a case where he can't actually do Yibum at this point. However, the Karen Moira points out that's not like the Galante. The Galante says Mefurish, that by cotton we do not say Zika Keknusa, and therefore his kasha would be shver l'chayr according to that sheet. Let the Gemara say it's talking about a case that they died one after the other, and Levi was a cotton, and therefore we don't say Zika Keknusa. Now, as we said, the Gemara answered that it's talking about shenaflu b'vas achas, that Reuven and Shimon died simultaneously, and therefore we can't say that Leah is Zika Keknusa to Levi, and therefore she'll be Oil Yibum and not Rachel Esh Shimon. And therefore we have a case that Reb Shimon holds that Litzra, they're both Osir, and therefore they're both Potter, and they're not Oil, not to Yibum, not to Chalitza. And this Teretz in the Gemara, Bukhanan, and Kaibut Sa'aris, Simon Chafhei, asks the Kasha.
The Gemara says in several places in Shas that Kol She'enu B'zeh HaZeh, Afim B'vasach HaZeh, something that's a Chalois that cannot be Chal in two stages, can't be chal even if you did it bevasachas. A person cannot marry two sisters, one after the other, the same way he can't marry two sisters together in one ma'aseh kedushin. If that's the case, Rabbi Chanan asks, why does the Gemara say that we need a pasuk litzra according to Reb Shimon if both sisters were neifel ibum bevasachas, they're both potter from ibum and chalitza, even without that pasuk? Since, according to Reb Shimon, we say zika keknusa, it's as if he married them. So, since one cannot be mekadesh two sisters one after the other, he can't be mekadesh two sisters simultaneously, the same way by Yibum. Since, if we say Zika Keknusa, it's as if he married her, one cannot marry two sisters simultaneously. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So Rabbi Chanan says, according to Taisus and Bechayr Staff Tes, that says we say this rule of Kol Sheinu B'Zachaza Afi B'Basachaza Einoi only by something that the person did by himself. Something that happens by itself, Men HaShemayim, not through the person's actions, we don't say this rule of Kol Sheinu B'Zachaza Afi B'Basachaza Einoi. Then by Yibum, where the Chalois of the Zika happened by itself, happened Men HaShemayim, it did not happen by any action that the Yavam did, therefore, we won't say the rule of Kol Sheinu B'Zachaza Afi B'Basachaza Einoi, and she will be Oilul Yibum together with her sister, if not for the Pasuk of Litzra. However, that only works with Taisus Shita Mechayrus. Taisus Rid holds that even by something that happened by itself, not by a person's particular actions, we still say in such a case also, Kol Sheinu B'Zachaza Afi B'Basachaza Einoi. So according to that, the Kasha comes back, why do we need a Pasuk Litzra to say that they're both Potter from Yibum and Chalitza? Because of this Pasuk of Litzra, even without the Pasuk, since we say Zika Keknusa, it's as if he's a Mekadesh, the two Yavamais who are sisters, B'Basachas, and the halacha is that a person's Mekadesh, two sisters B'Basachas, she's not Mekudeshes, because Kol Sheinu B'Zachaza Afi B'Basachaz Einoi. So, the Chur, it's possible to answer. That we say that Reb Shimon holds Zika Keknusa, that's not a prerequisite for a Zika to be Chal, that it has to be as if it was Knusa. There's a din Zika, and then there's a din Zika Keknusa. In a case where two sisters are neifel b'vasachas, where it's not possible to say Zika Keknusa, a man cannot be mekadesh two sisters simultaneously. In such a case, we're going to say that there's Zika, but it's not Zika Keknusa. Therefore, Shimon, even if he holds normally Zika Keknusa, in this case it will be Zika without being Keknusa. But for that, he needs a pasuk to say that they're both potter from both Yibum and Chalitza, and we don't say that they're both chalitz like the Chachamim.
The Gemara in Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph on the bottom brings a brisa that
The Gemara learns from there that Reb Shimon does not hold that Ner Levechakach Yivim is Mutter. We don't say Zikikinusa, the Gemara approves. The Gemara brings a raya from what it says in the Braisa. Kansu Meis Vechakach Ner Loyach. Shimon was Kainis Leia Eishas Ruben, and then Levi was born. Oishin Ner Loyach Vechakach Kansu Meis. Or Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum when he died. They're both Potra from Chalitza and Yibum. Kansa of Ner Loyach, the Braisa says afterwards, a new case. Kansa of Ner Loyach, he did Yibum, Shimon did Yibum, and Levi was born. Vachkach Meis, Shteim Peturis from Chalitza and Yibum. Here's a case of Yibim, Vachkach Noilad, and still the Braisa says that Remeir holds that they're both Potra from Chalitza and Yibum. Reb Shimon Omer Hoyel Vamutza Beheter Bli Amdalo Shachas BeIsrim Yabim, that since by the time Levi was born, Leah Eisha Shimon was already married to Shimon, so Reb Shimon holds that Yibim Vachkach Noilad, there's no problem of Eisha Sachem Shleah Bayolamai. Now, since the Braisa didn't mix the two clauses, both of Yibim Vachkach Noilad and Neil Vachkach Yibim, to say that Reb Shimon argues in both, he just says that Reb Shimon argues in the case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad. So you see that Reb Shimon holds that Noil Vachkach Yibim is Taka Osra, and it's not because of Zikir Knusa, it's because of Hoyle Mutzobahet. That she becomes entirely Eshe Shimon, and Reuven's issues with Leo is not existent anymore. Now, the Rashba asks Akasha, why does the Gemara have to bring a diuk? Midlei Arvinu, that the Braisa didn't mix the two clauses in the Reisha and the Seifa. The Braisa said two different cases, and that's why, since the Braisa brings Machlekes Reb Shimon only a case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad, and not Noil Vachkach Yibim, so we see Reb Shimon doesn't argue in the case of Noil Vachkach Yibim. Why does the Gemara bring him furaya from Reb Shimon's words Mefurish? Reb Shimon says, the reason it's mutter is because Hayilu Vav Mutzah Beheter V'lo Yalam Da'alav Sha'achas Be'Isser. Reb Shimon says Mefurish that Shimon was Miyabim Leah, therefore by the time Levi came around he was Mutzah Beheter. He saw her when he came to on the scene. Leah was already mutter. There's no more Eishes Achiv of Ruvain. Reb Shimon clearly says what a svar is. Why does the Gemara have to come on to a deer? So the Rashba says the Gemara could have been Daicha that Reb Shimon was saying L'tamei Rabbanan. Reb Shimon says, according to me, even Noel Vachakach Yibim would be mutter because of the Svar of Zikir K'nusa. According to you, at least, let it be mutter by Yibim Vachakach Noilad, because by the time Levi was born, Shimon's marriage to Leah erased or absorbed the issues that Reuven had, so Melech is not going to be Eshtach Shleib Ba'ilomai. That's why the Gemara had to prove from the Diyukah of Braisa that Reb Shimon argues only in the case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad, not in the case of Noilad Vachkach Yibim. Now that's the Rashba. L'maisa the Raman learns that actually this Svara, the Rashba's Kasha, that Hoyel Vav Mitzvah Beheter, is Shimon's rationale. So you see that he holds only by Yibim Vachkach Noilad, and not Noilad Vachkach Yibim, because you can't say the Svara of Hoyel Vav Mitzvah Beheter. That actually is how the Ramban learns Pshat in the Gemara's Raya. Why? Taisa Asakasha. What's the Gemara's Raya midlay arvinu? That the Braisa doesn't put together the case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad and Noilad Vachkach Yibim. To say that Reb Shimon argues even in the case of Noilad Vachkach Yibim, make the same dig from the Mishnah. In the Mishnah also we find that the first Mishnah talks about Noilad Vachkach Yibim, there's no Machlekes. Then the Mishnah brings the second Mishnah on the Yechesman Beis, says a case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad, and there Reb Shimon argues, and the Gemara wants to say that Reb Shimon argues on both. I make the diuk that the Mishnah only brought the Machlekes of Reb Shimon in the second case of Yibim Vachkach Noilad, not Noilad Vachkach Yibim. It's more like the Gemara holds, that's such a tremendous diuk. So Taisus over here answers, no. In the Mishnah we don't see any case that was Ma'ariv, there was a passage where the Tana actually put two cases together, even when it wasn't necessary. However, over here, the Braisa says, Kansa umeis, Vachkach Noilad Loyach, Shimon made Yibum, and then he died, and then Levi was born. Or Levi was born, Vachkach Kansa umeis, and then Shimon did Yibum, and he died. In both those cases, it says that the Yivamis are potter from doing Yibum Machlitz with Levi, because Eishtach Hashleim Elomai. Now, Kansa umeis, Vachkach Noilad Loyach, Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi was born, that's the Vapashid. There's no Havamina to say that she won't be Eishtach Hashleim Elomai. There's no Zikir K'nusa. Shimon's dead. Levi's born after everything is finished. After Reuven died, after Shimon died. There's no Havim in the world to say that she will be mutter to Levi. It's Murchach that the Braisa told us this redundant case
just to show us that the Brice is ma'ariv cases together. And since he split the case of Yibam Vachach Noilad from the case of Noilad Vachach Yibam, and only over there, by Yibam Vachach Noilad, we see that Reb Shimon argues it's mochach, that the Brice holds that Reb Shimon argues only in the case of Yibam Vachach Noilad. Because if he held that Reb Shimon argues even by Noilad Vachach Yibam, then he should have put all the cases together. This Brice lumps clauses together. He said a redundant case of to show us that the Braisa puts clauses together. The Braisa is ma'ar of different cases. And over here he wasn't ma'ar. It's mochach. The Braisa holds, Reb Shimon argues in this case specifically and not in the case of Noel Vachachivim. That's Tosfos Mahalach in the Sugya. The Ramban and Rashba bring different Mahalachim how to explain this line in the Gemara. However, at the end, the Ramban holds that the crux of the Gemara's Raya is by the fact that Reb Shimon says, by the time Levi came around, she was already mutter, she was considered Eishes Shimon, she's not Eishes Reuven anymore. That is the proof that Reb Shimon argues only in the case of Yibam Vachach Noilad, not in the case of Noilad Vachach Yibam. Lashon of the Gemara, Bava the Seif al-Man K'tani Lo, as the Gemara explains, that's just proving that since Reb Shimon said his rationale is Hayulavah Mutalav Beheter, that's why the Braisa separates the clauses. But the crux, the ikker point of the Gemara's raya is not from the fact that the Braisa split it into different clauses. You see in the Mishnah also splits it, and that's not enough of a Reichocha. The Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Neil Rach Yachivim also is mutter. The ikker raya of the Gemara is from the fact that Reb Shimon said, Hoy levo mitzalav beheter. As we said before, the Rashba holds, it could be he was saying the Tanayah the Rabbanon, he himself doesn't hold of it. Therefore, the Rashba did not learn like the Ramban.
Now, earlier in the Braisa, it says that Osaba Maimer Vachach Noilad Ach, Shimon did Maimer on Leah, and then Levi was born. Oishin Lele Ach Vachach Osaba Maimer, or Levi was born and then he did Maimer, and Shimon died. So it says that Leah is Esa Jachov Shleibai Lamai of Levi, so Mela she's Mutra Lashuk, and Rachel Esha Shimon is Chaylatz Lamisir Bemes, because the Rabban, we look at the Maimer as some sort of a Knesa, so therefore she's the Tzara of Leah, so it's Tzara Seish Zachav Shleva Elamai. So with the Rabbanon, we don't allow her to do Yibum, but she has to do Chalitza because Maimer is only the Rabbanon. Reb Shimon Amar B'Yasa Chalitza Shal Atzma and Pater Sarasa. Reb Shimon says that if he was Miyabim or Chalitz, Rachel Eish Shimon, Leah Eish Ruvain is Mutar L'Shuk. Only after he did either Yibum or Chalitza with Rachel Eish Shimon. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that Maimer is Safek Haina. So therefore, it could be that she became Knusa to Shimon. So therefore, the two Yavamas of Boisman Ba'isecho, they're both from the same house. So therefore, if Shimon's wife is Nisyabim or does Chalitza with Levi, Leah, Eishes Reuven is for sure Mutar L'Shuk. If Maimer is Kaina Kenyan Gomer, so then they're both from the same house. So Chalitza or even of one of the two wives patters the other ones. If Maimer is not Kainer, so therefore she's Eishes Rachel Shleib Ba'elamai, and she's anyways Mutar L'Shuk, and Rachel Eishes Shimon needs Chalitza or Yibum to pater herself. And we don't say she needs Chalitza like Le'chachom, because Reb Shimon holds that Maimer is Safek Kainer Kenyan Gomer, or it's not Kainer at all. Now the Braisa adds, however, that if he was Chalitz to Leah, Eishes Reuven, the one who got Maimer from Shimon, that does not pater Rachel Eishes Shimon. Since it's a Safek, if Maimer's kind of Kenyan Gomer, it could be that really she's not considered Eishes Shimon, and they're not from the same bias, so therefore, what she gets Chalitza will not pater Rachel Eishes Shimon. Atayis Asa Kasha. In time, Rabbi Maimer Diak Mehochat, you have to do Lord Vaishya. Why doesn't the Gemara prove from here, from this clause in the Braisa? Why does the Gemara have to go on to the later part of the Braisa and be Medaik that Midlay Arvinu, that the Braisa didn't say two cases? Together, the Gemara split into two clauses, and we see Reb Shimon argues only in the case of Yibam Vachach Noilad. The Gemara makes a deal. But the Gemara says it's Mefurish L'Braisa. Reb Shimon holds. In a case where Shimon did Maimer on Leah Eishes Reuven, and then he died, it says that Chalos L'Valos Maimer L'Nifter Yatzara. It was Chalitz to Leah Eishes Reuven. It doesn't pater Rachel Eishes Shimon. Now, if you hold Dikei Kenusa, Tosfos asks, Amayla Dik Mehochat, you have to learn Vaishya. Bring a raya that we don't say Dikei Kenusa, because if we say Dikei Kenusa, then the Tzara should be Potter. Then Rachel Eishes Shimon should be potter, as both of them, Leah and Rachel, are two wives from the same bias. If you say Zikichnusa, it's as if Leah married Shimon through Yibum. If that's the case, then whether he does Yibum Rachelitza to Leah or Yibum Rachelitza to Rachel, it should potter the other one. And by the fact that we say if he's Chalitz to Leah, Rachel is not potter, Lashuk, so you see that we don't hold Zikichnusa. If we held Zikichnusa, that means they're both married to him, and either one that does Chalitza will potter the other one. The Tosfos answers that wouldn't be a right, because we could say that's only with the Rabbanon, that really when Atayra Zikichnusa, and if he's Chalitz to Leah, she potters Rachel, Eish HaShemen. However, Chacham didn't let, because Zigzera, people might say, Shtei Yivomis, Habois from Shtei Batim, two Yivomis that come from two houses, one could be Chalitz, and the other one is Potter and Yansen, like the Gemara said on Omid Aleph. And since he wasn't Chalitz or Shimon, did not actually marry Leah, he just made Mimer, so the people that's going to see him that she's still from Reuben's house, they're not going to realize that she's somewhat Shimon's already, but they may come to say, the two Yivamas from two houses, one's Chalitza can patter the other one. However, the Rashba has a problem with Taisus. He says, if that's the case, then the guys are a different Zera. Why do we say that Eishes Reuben gets off the hook because of the Chalitza that he made to Rachel Eishes Shimon? Make a Zera that if we let her off the hook now, we'll come to say that if Levi was born after Reuben died, and then Shimon went ahead and made Mimer, that if he died before he actually did Yibum, she still is Yotze Lashuk without anything. If we're chayshish, the people will make a mistake and mix up this case with a case of two separate batim. Rashba brings a different teretz, the Eshma Taretzim, that we couldn't learn from that clause in the Braisa, that Cholatz, Lebailas Mimer, Loinifter Atzara, there was Cholatz to Leishes Ruvain, that Rachel Eishes Shimon is not Yotze Lashuk, we should say Zikiki Knusa, as Taisus asked, and therefore they should be considered from one bias, and the Chalitza to Leah Eishes Ruvain should be enough to pater Shimon Eishes Rachel. So the answer, the reason we couldn't bring such a raya from that clause in the Braisa, because it could be that Braisa holds that we don't say Zikiki Knusa unless he actually does Yibum with the end. Since Shimon did not consummate the Ishus he had with Leah Eishes Ruvain, Shimon just did Mimer, he didn't do Yibum, he died before he had a chance to do Yibum. In such a case, we don't say Zikiki Knusa. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, throughout the entire Sugi, we see the Svara is not true. We see that Zikiki Knusa is even if he did not do Yibum at the end. Still, these Yesh Matarasan hold that at this point in the Gemara held it's theoretically possible to say such a Svara, and therefore there's no Raya from that part of the Braisa. The Rashba says that Teretz also is not possible to answer Taisus Kasha, because there cannot be a Havamina at any point in the Sugya that we say Zikiki Knusa only if eventually at the end he did Yibum. Because the Rashba said, as we mentioned in the previous blot, if we say that there's no Zikiki Knusa unless he actually did Yibum at the end, then that would never help for Eishes Rachel Shleibo Elomai. If we say that to make Zikiki Knusa, that Shimon consummates the entire issues that Leah had with Reuven, and therefore, when Shimon dies afterwards, he's mater the Eishes Rachel Shleibo Elomai of Reuven's issues with Leah for Levi, because he consummated the issues. If we say that you need an actual Yibum, and it's not enough just Zika Kiknusa without a Yibum, so then it couldn't help even if at the end of the day Shimon actually did Yibum. Because if you need Yibum, that means B'shas Nefila, when Reuven died, at that point she was ushered to Levi until Shimon took the entire Ishus and absorbed it by doing Yibum. If that's the case, she was Nesra Sha'achas. B'shas Nefila, she was Usher. Once a Ishus Ach is Usher B'shas Nefila, she can never get a Heter afterwards. So if you're going to say that Leah was not considered Kiknusa entirely until Shimon did Yibum, B'shas Nefila, she wasn't Kiknusa, so then there's no way that Leah will be Mutter even after Shimon dies, even if he did Yibum, because B'shas Nefila, from Reuven, she was Usher to Levi. That doesn't go away. Elamai, it's muchach that B'shas Nefila Mamish, the second Reuven died, she was Kiknusa to Shimon, and he, so to speak, consummated, absorbed the entire issues that Leah had with Reuven. She becomes Eishes Shimon. So therefore, when Levi was born, all he saw was a wife of Shimon, not a wife of Reuven. The kids of the Rashba says there's no way to entertain such a Havamina that Zika Kiknusa works only if eventually did Yibum. If you need Yibum in order to allow the halach of Zika Kiknusa, it can't help, because B'shas the Nefilah, already she became Osir to Levi, and that cannot be changed afterwards. So the Rashba says the third Mahalach to answer Taisa's Kasha, like we said Taisa's asked a Kasha, bring a riot from the fact that Chalas Levalas Maimar, who is Chalas to Leia Eishas Ruvain, it doesn't pater Rachel Eishas Shimon to the Shuk, I would say she says Zikir Kivusa. So the Rashba answers a third Mahalach. He says, we could have said that the reason the Chalitza that Levi did to Leia Eishas Ruvain doesn't pater Rachel Eishas Shimon Lashuk, even though we say Zikir Kivusa, and they're both married to Shimon at a certain point, and therefore Levi should be able to be chaylitz to one and pater the other. They're shtei yivamis and bayis achad. They're two yivamis from one house. So the Rashba says, no. There's a big difference between yibum and chalitza. Erech Hanami, if he did yibum to Leah Eishes Ruvain, that would definitely pater Rachel Eishes Shimon to marry Lashuk. It says Zikir Kiknusa, and they were both married to Shimon, and at one point when Shimon died, Levi can pater either one Lashuk by doing yibum with any of the two. However, when he does chalitza, the Rashba says chalitza is different. Chalitza is not a kinyan. Chalitza is a ptur. If it's a ptur, all it does is it releases her from his zika. He did chalitza with Leia Eishes Ruvain. All that happened is that he released her from the zika that he had with her. But the Rashba says such an act of ptur will not necessarily help a wife that was mamish married to Shimon. And therefore the Rashba says chalitza, Levalas Maimer, doesn't pater Tzarasa. Chalitz, Tlei Eishes Ruvain, that won't pater Rachel Eishes Shimon Lashuk. True, we say Ezekiel Kiknusa. However, it's only a level, it's only a darga of Zika. If she's Zokuk and he released her from her Zika, that's not going to be enough to release Rachel Eishes Shimon, who was really married to Shimon. That won't be enough to release her from her Chiyuv, Chalitza or Yibum. If they were both married, Leo and Rachel. So then when he does chalitza to one, it patters the other one. Since both are full-fledged wives, so the chalitza, the releasing of one, is as if he released both of them from their zika. However, if Rachel, Eishes Shimon, is mamash kiknusa, she was married to him, and Leia Eishes Ruvain is only zika kiknusa, she's really zakuk. Zakuk gives her a din of kiknusa, but it's not mamash kiknusa on the same level that if he releases her from her zika, that he releases a stronger zika, a stronger ishus to Lashuk, namely Rachel Eishes Shimon. Therefore, the Rashba says it's no raya from here that we don't say zika kiknusa, but it's not mamish the same level. And therefore, legabi chalitza won't be enough to pater someone who's mamish knusa because he patered one who's only zkuka, which is like knusa, but not like dekach. Since it's not Namash Akinyan that it consummates the issues, it just releases it from her Zika, so since it's a lower level, it won't be enough to pater Tzarasa, who was actually Mamash married to Shimon. The Gemara afterwards brings to Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, if the Yavam did Maimer and his Yavama Bal Karcha against her will, according to Rebbe, the Maimer is Chal because he compared it to Bia Yavama. Just like by Bia and Yavama, regular Yibum, it's kind of even Bal Karcha. Same way, Maimer, he's kind of even against her will. And according to the Chachamim, Maimer Baal Karcha is not Chal, because the Chacham compared it to Kedushin De'Alma. Just like a regular case of Kedushin, one cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. Baal Karcha, the same way, Kedushin by Yavama. Namely, Maimer also cannot be Chal against her will. Now, the Aruch Lana makes a very interesting comparison between this Machlokes and another Machlokes we find Rebbe and the Chachamim in Menachas Daf Kuf Zayin. There's Machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, if we say when you learn from Halacha Aleph to Halacha Beis, if we say what's called a Doin Mina Umina, or Doin Mina Vayiki Ba'Asra. When you learn Halacha Aleph to Halacha Beis, do we say that all the halachas from Halacha Aleph transfer to Halacha Beis? Or we say no, we learn the basic idea from Halacha Aleph, but Halacha Beis deals with it according to its own parameters. According to the Chachamim, if someone is accountable to bring Shemen, to bring Nesachim of Shemen for a Nedava, according to the Chachamim, he has to bring a leg. According to Rebbe, he has to bring three legen. What's the machlokes? The Chachamim learn, we learn that you bring Nesachim of Shemen as a Nedava from Minchas Nedava, and just like by Minchas Nedava, the Shemen that you bring is a leg. The same way, when you bring a Shemen alone for a Nedava, the shear is a leg. That's called Dain Mina Mina. Rebbe argues, and he holds, you have to bring three legen. Why? Because Rebbe holds, Dain Mina Vayiki Ba'Asra. You learn from there, but then you deal with it in its own parameters, just like your Nadev, a mincha, you could be Nadev Shemen. But Akiba Asra, when you get to the details, you have to deal with it in the halacha that you're dealing with, in halacha base, not from the place you learned it from. So therefore, Akiba Asra, that just like you can bring Nesachim of wine, and the shear of Nesachim of wine is 3 loigin, in the same way, the Nedava of Shemin, the shear is 3 loigin. So Rebbe and the Chacham are really l'shitasam. The Chacham that learned Daimino Mino, that you learn a halacha from halacha Aleph to halacha Beis, you have to keep the same halachas, even for all the details from halacha Aleph. The same way, you learn Kiddushin Alma, Kiddushin of a regular woman to Kiddushin of Maimer of Yivama, just like Kiddushin of a regular woman, Kiddushin the Alma, the halacha is that she has to be Miskadesha Sodaita, the same way by Maimer. When you transfer the limud from Kiddushin to Maimer, you can't pick and choose and say, I'm learning the Iker halacha of Kiddushin to Maimer, but I'm not going to learn the halacha of Midaita. There's no such a thing. Doi mino mino. You have to learn entirely from what you learned from. According to Rebbe, you could learn the Iker halacha of Kiddushin by Yevama from Kiddushin the Alma, from a regular woman, but you can split and say, Daimino, I'm going to learn the halacha of Kiddushin from Kiddushin of Regulman, but for Eki Basra, I'll learn the halachas, all the details of how the Kiddushin is done, but Basra in its place, in the place of Yivama. Just like Yivama can be nicknays, bibia, against her will, the same way a man can mekadish a woman who's a Yivama with Kiddushin Maimer and do it by Al-Karcha, because we don't have to learn all the details from regular Kiddushin. We just learn the main halacha, that this Kiddushin by Eki Basra, now I'm going to transfer it and learn the details, all the pratim, in its own place. And I don't have to transfer all the halachas from the halacha that I learned it from. Now, how do we know the Kedushin, the Alma, Stam Kedushin, needs Das of the Isha? So Rashi brings a pasuk from Halacha Vaisa L'Isha Acher, Midaita Mashma. The pasuk says she went ahead and married somebody else. It's Mashma that she did it on her own cognizance, on her own Das. Now, there's a Rashi in Masech that this Kedushin, Daf Mem Dalet, Omer Aleph, near the top of the Amud, Rashi brings a different reason. He says Kiddushin needs Das Isha because you need Das Makna. You can't get somebody to sell you something unless he does it midaitai. And since she's being Makna herself, you need Das Makna. That's how Rashi explains in Kiddushin. Now, the Chayyur to explain Rashi over here why he has to come to a Pasuk, and he's not satisfied to explain like Rashi in Kiddushin, because you need Das Makna like every other Kenyan. It's possible to explain that Rashi over here learns, like the Ran in Masech Nedarim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Vermaschal of Isha, that when a woman is miskadeshes, it's not that she's makna herself to her husband. What happens is, she's, so to speak, mafka herself and her das, and allows her husband to take her. This way, the Kiddushin is done entirely by the husband, by the man, kikach ish, and she's not involved in the Kiddushin at all. According to that, we can explain that Rashi Ovir holds that the svara of das makna binun wouldn't help in regard to Kiddushin. She's b'chlal not involved in the Kiddushin. She actually is a passive bystander, so to speak. She allows the husband to Kiddushin. Without the pasuk of Halacha Vayisa L'Isha Acher, I would say there's a havamina that she'd be able to be niskadish against her will. She's not involved in the Kiddushin at all. She's not a das makna. Therefore, Rashi had to bring a pasuk. Now, as we said, the Gemara says that the Chum hold that Maimon needs Daito just like regular Kiddushin. Now, the Rashba asks, what do you mean? By Kiddushin, you don't always need Daita either. You find Kiddushin by Al-Karcha, against her will, the father can Mekadish her to off against her will. The Rashba says that's Pashit, that the father's Das is in place of her Das. So it's not considered by Al-Karcha, it's considered by Daita, because the father has and controls her Das. Since the Yad of her father, the hand of her father is like her Yad, and she doesn't have a Yad B'chalt Mekabal Kiddushin, so Mela, her father's Das is in place of her das, just like her father's hand is in place of her hand to Mekabel Kedushin. Now, regarding the Etzem Halacha, whether one can do Maimer B'Yavimtoi against her will, the Dvar of Rom in Chelek Bey Simon Yud Ches asks Akasha. He asks, what's the comparison? Rebbe made a comparison between Maimer to Bia of Yavama, just like Bia of Yavama is Baal Karcha, the same way Maimer can be done Baal Karcha. The Dvar of Rom asks, there's no comparison. By Bia, it's an act of Bia, it's an act of Kinyan, even if it's against her will, but it's called a Bia. If he gives her money against her will for Kiddushin, she does not claim the money. She's not Zaychan the money. She doesn't want it. It never happened. There's no Maisa Kinyan Machlal. As long as she's not Zaychan the money, there's no Maisa Kiddushin. So how could we say that just like Bia in Yavama is kind of Al Karcha against her will, the same way Kiddushin is kaina by a Yavama for Maimur Midrabanon against her will. There's no comparison. Here it's not a Maisa Kinyan Kesef Kiddushin. By Bia and Yavama, it's a Maisa Bia. Here there's no Maisa Kinyan since she was never saying the money. She's not saying against her will, so therefore it never happened. The Dvar Avraham in that piece has two basic mahalachim to explain. He writes, one mahalach is that since she theoretically could use the money, she's miskaseshes with that hana, mashenken, a regular woman, she can say no to a kiddushin, so therefore he can take it back if he wants to, and she cannot stop him from taking the money back. Over here, if he wants to take the money back, he can't, because she can't say that she's not maskim to the kiddushin. So therefore, there is a particular hana that she has that she can use the money, even if she wasn't actually zaycha in the kesef. It's a complicated mahalach, and he's doycha. And the other mahalach that he actually stays with is that since it's only midrabanan, Chazal said that it has a din of a maisa kinyan kiddushin, just like bia is considered a maisa kinyan by yavama. Although in reality she wasn't zaycha in the money, still Chazal gave it the halacha since it's only midrabanan. They gave it the halacha of an actual kiddushin. Now that's certain that if he was mikadesh betos, if he gave her the money against his own ratzain, the maimer won't be chal. Tosfos Yontif writes on the first mission, the second parak, why do we use the lashon maimer? Why is maimer the word used for kiddushin of Yavama? He explains it. True, by regular kinyan of Yavama through bia, it could be ba'inis, it could be betos. It makes no difference whether it's his mistake, whether it's her mistake, it's chal. By kiddushin maimer, it has to be done midas. He has to know what he's doing. He has to say that he wants to be mekadesher. Now the question is, according to Rebbe, why do we say that by the miyabim, if he does maimer betos, we say that it's not chal. It has to be maimer. It has to be done with a clear amir. He has to know what he's doing. According to Rebbe, why do we say that? If we compare it to be of yavama, it should be done even with bainus or betos. So the chal, we have to differentiate that if he doesn't know he's doing it, it's not a maisa kinyan machlal. Anything done for the kaina betos is not going to be considered a maisa kinyan kiddushin. It's not a maisa of maimer, like the Dvar Avraham asked in his kasha. If she wasn't zeichah the money, there was never an act of kiddushin to say that the maimer should be chal. That's poshut. When he's making a mistake, even according to Rebbe, it's not going to start the process of maimer, because any act where the kaina is making a mistake, he's not kaina. Masha enkein by her, if it's against her will, it's not that there was no maisa kiddushin. There's a maisa kiddushin going on. It's just that it's not chal because it's done through an inus. Since Yibum works by inus, Rebbe says that maimer will also work against her will. Especially if you don't like Rashi over here, that it's because of a halacha vayis l'isha acher. It's a special thing by kiddushin that you need das of the isha, but theoretically a maisa kiddushin is chal even without her das. So therefore, Rebbe says it's compared to Yibum where you don't need her das, rather than compare it to regular kiddushin. Mashenken by him, if he doesn't have das, a maisa kinyan don't have das, not a maisa kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan with a chasarim that there was no das. It's not a maisa kinyan. Without any pasuk, you'll say it's a davar pashut that a person who makes a kiddushin without knowing what he's doing, or makes a kinyan against his will, that's not going to be a kinyan b'chlal. And on that, the Dvar Avraham asks, still, if she's not zeicha the money, maisa kiddushin never happened. To which he answers, since it's only then the rabbanon, chazal suffice with the fact that it looks like a maisa kinyan kiddushin. According to what we said, though, that if he does it betos, it's not considered a maimer, even according to Rebbe, because there's a chesaron in the maisa. It doesn't look like an act of a maisa kinyan rule. We have to say that there's a chiluk between when he doesn't do it midas, it's not a maisa kinyan kiddushin rule. It's not a maisa kinyan. A kinyan done without das is not a maisa kinyan. Masha enkein, that she has to get the money and be zeichen it is a tnai. The maisa of kiddushin is when he gives her the money. That already looks like a maisa kiddushin. If she's not zeichen it, technically, there was never a chalais maisa kiddushin, but it looks like it. So for that would be enough for the rabbanon to say that she's considered a knuya at least b'kinyan maimer. Mashenken, if he doesn't have das kaina, we can't even say that with the rabbanon it looks like a maisa kinyan. Now, regarding the machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether maimer baal karcha works or not, because Rebbe learns maimer from bia of Yivam, just like by bia of Yibum, it's chal baal karcha. Same way maimer. Tosfos writes, although maimer is only midrabanon, still it's mistaber that Chazal made it comparable to bia. Now the counter is medayik that Tosfos is learning only according to the man de Omar. Maimer is the rabbanon. That's why Chazal made it comparable to Bia of Yibum according to Rebbe, and comparable to Kedushin according to the Rabbanon. However, the Keren Orah says, if Maimers D'Oraisa, there's such a sheet in the Yerushalmi, and we mentioned before, Shimon holds like that, and Bishamai holds like that, according to that sheet, it should come out that Lekuli Alma, Maimer is Chal Baal Korcha. And Dvar Avraham is very upset with this Keren Orah. He says, even if we say Maimers D'Oraisa, still, the Chachom would hold that it's not Kohen Baal Korcha. So we can find other differences between Maimer and Yibum. By Maimer, it's not Gomer, even if you hold from the Arizo. It doesn't make a full Kenyan. It's a Kenyan, but not a full Kenyan. And Bia is Mekadosher entirely. And Varavram says more. He says, according to the Keren Orah, it should come out. If you're going to tell me that Maimer's the Arizo doesn't have the same halachas as regular Yibum, so it should come out that if he's also Taya, he's doing B'shei Gerbainus, just like by Bia the Yibum, if the man, the Yavam, is mistaken, or he did it by Inus or Betos, it's Chal. Same way we should say, according to the Keren Orah's Svara, that Maimer should also be Chal by Inus or Bishagig, even if the Yavam was doing it Bishagig or he was an Inus. And it says, it should come out then it's possible for a Katan to make Maimer, even if he's less than 9 years old, because he doesn't need Das, and he can do the Maisa Kinyan without Das, just like by Yibum. He doesn't need Das, it could be done even by Inus or Bishagig. So Dvar Avraham says it's very not mistabric to say such a thing as an Ashes Katan, even less than 9 years old, to be Mekadish Yavama Bekesef through Maimer, according to the sheet that holds his Maimer's the Arisa. Dvar Avraham rejects that. L'chayra, according to the Svara we mentioned before, that it's not a Maisa Maimer Bechlal, if it's not done Midas Mekadish, it's not Bechlal a Maisa Kedushin if there's no Das, we could say that, true, we learned that Maimer is Chal Baal Korcha from Bia of Yavama, which is Chal Baal Korcha, but that's only if it's a Maisa Kedushin, if it's a true Maisa Maimer, Masha Ein Kein, if it was done against his will or Shlemi Das, that's not a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal, and therefore it's not going to be considered a Maimer to say that it's Chal Baal Korcha. If it's actually a Maimer, a Maisa Kedushin, just it's against her will, that's a Tanai, as we said. That's a halacha that it has to be Midaita, like the Rashi learned from Bahalacha Vayis L'Shachar. So for such an act, we can say that we learn from Yibum, just like Yibum Chal Baal Korcha, the same way Kiddushin Maimer is Chal Baal Korcha. But if it's done by a katan or a shlemi daito or an oinus, mitzad the miyabe, mitzad the man, it's not going to be a maisa kinyan at all. Such an act we cannot learn from Yibum, and therefore it won't be Chal Baal Korcha or shlemi daito or by a katan, even according to the Keren Orah, that if it's midiraisa, we for sure compare Maimer to Yibum. The Gemara Daf Yud Tesman Beis says, what's Pshat in Reb Shimon? That he holds Yibum Vachach Noilad is not Eishes Abshalei Bari Lomai. The Gemara says, because Ha'ilam Ha'amitza Beheter. When he was born, by the time Levi was on the scene, Leah was already married to Shimon, and therefore he never was the Isra Eishes Abshalei Bari Lomai, because by the time he was born, Shimon had already been Miyabim Leah. So the Gemara asks, my time in the Rabban, so why did the Chacham argue and say that she's usher even in such a case? So the Gemara says, we have a pasuk. It says, "Omer krol kachalay liisha v'yibma adayim yibum harishayim aleha." Even after Shimon does yibum, she's still considered yavama. The ishus of Reuven on Leah is still existent, even after Shimon does yibum, and therefore she's considered ishus achash lebaylamoi, and it's not bom so beheter. When he saw her, she still was considered ishus Reuven, although she did yibum with Shimon. More asking that el hadisnan. If he was miyabim her, if Shimon is miyabim Leah Eishes Reuven, she's considered his wife for all practical purposes. And if he wants to be megarish her, he gives her a get. He doesn't give her chalitza. And if after he gave her a get, he wants to take her back, he can take her back. So you see that she's not considered a yavama once the yavam is miyabim her. Once Shimon marries Eishes Reuven, she loses the identity of being Eishes Reuven. And she's entirely a Shimon. Therefore, if Shimon is Megarasher, he can take her back. Aye, the mitzvah he did is finished. What allows him to remarry her? It's not a mitzvah Yibum anymore. So you see, it's Muchach that once Shimon does Yibum, the Shem Eishes Reuven dissolves and she's entirely Eishes Shimon. That's why he could take her back, even after he gave her a get. And that's why if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't give her Chalitza. If she had the Shem Eishes Reuven, even after he did Yibum, then he'd have to give her Chalitza. What gets rid of the zika that he has to her as a yavama. It's mochach by the fact that he divorced her with a get, and now chalitza, that she's not considered Eishes Reuven anymore after Yibum. So the Gemara asks Akashi, you see, she's not considered Eishes Reuven, so why do we say, according to the Chachamim, that by Eishes Reuven, Shleib by Elomai, even if it was Yibim Mechkech Noilat, that she's considered Eishes Reuven, she's also to Levi. We have Rayas from different halachas that he gives her a get, and he doesn't give her chalitza, and he can take her back after a get, that she's not considered Eishes Reuven once he does Yibum. So the Gemara answers, because we have a pasuk, Ulkachalai Leisha, once he took her as a Yavama, once he did Yibum, she doesn't have a din Eishes Reuven anymore. She's considered entirely his wife. So the Gemara says, it's a stira. As far as Eishes Reuven Shalei Lama, we say she is considered Eishes Reuven. As far as giving her a get and not chalitza and being able to take her back after he gives her his get, she is considered only Eishes Shimon and not Eishes Reuven. So the Gemara says, because we darshan a pasuk, that there's a pasuk that she's still considered Eishes Reuven. So the Gemara says, "Mari Yisa, why do you decide to darshan v'yibma on the halacha of Eishes Reuven Shleibay Lamai and the pasuk Klachalei Leisha on Shemagarsha Begetu Machzira?" So the Gemara answers, "Shadi Atera Hatera, Shadi Yisura Yisura." The pasuk for Yisra goes on the case of Yisra Eishes Reuven Shleibay Lamai, and the pasuk of Heter Klachalei Leisha goes on the case where she's mutter, where he was miyadmer. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, why does he give her a get and pater her? Why doesn't he have to give her chalitza even after the yibum? But Ashba asks, let the Gemara ask better. If you're telling me she's still considered Eishes Reuven after yibum, so then how will we ever mater be a shnia? How could he live with her as a husband and a wife after he did the mitzvah yibum? Mitzvah yibum is by the first bia. Afterwards, he's just living with her as his wife. What's mater if she's still considered Eishes Reuven? So the Ashba answers, it's pashut, that when the Torah said L'kachalei L'isha V'yibma, the Torah didn't mean just the first B'ya. L'kachalei L'isha is mashma, that she'll stay with him as a wife. As long as he stays with her after the Yibum, she's going to be mutter to him. And that it says the word V'yibma doesn't mean that she's asur after the B'ya Rishayna. The word V'yibma is mashma, that he's going to stay with her as long as he desires. So the Gemara understood that once he does divorce her, he won't be able to take her back because she's still considered a yavama, shadayin yibum mishanim aleha. And when he divorces her, he's going to have to divorce with chalitza because she's still considered a yavama. But of course, he could stay with her as long as he'd like. Now, the Ramban, when he deals with his kasha, he answers two tirutza. He writes, first of all, that when the Torah says v'yibma, that shadayin yibum mishanim aleha, that's kishu baloi tziya chalun aleha yavuman uvaya chalitza. When he wants to divorce her, that's when it's chaladin that yavuman mishanim aleha. But as long as he's with her from the first Yibum, she's not considered a Yavama. When he decides to divorce her, then she may need Chalitza. That Teretz sounds pretty much like the Rashba's Teretz, that the Torah didn't say, L'kachalei L'isha, that she's considered a Yavama even when he does Yibum. When he does Yibum, the Torah was matter to be with him as long as he'd like. When he takes her out, when he divorces her, that's when there's an Alkemina that she's considered a Yavama, she dan Yivuman or Shenu Aleho, and he'll have to give her chalitza, and it might be a problem for him to take her back with a get, and that's why we need a pasuk for that. However, Kol Zman, she's still married to him, we don't need a pasuk, the Torah doesn't consider her Yavama. The Ramankin gives another teres. He writes, if you're going to tell me that she's still considered a Yavama, ubay chalitza, and she needs chalitza if he divorces her, the Raman says a very sharp catch. If she's considered a Yavama even after he does Yibum, and that's why she'll need Chalitza when he divorces her. So that means there's a mitzvah of Yibum the entire time. Even the B'yishniyah is a mitzvah of Yibum. If you're telling me she's a Yavama after he divorces her, so that means until then, she's a Yavama and he's doing the mitzvah of Yibum. Each B is going to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and that's why she's going to be mutter. That's how the Raman answers the second Teretz. Now, the Raman's first Teretz and the Rashba don't need the mitzvah of Yibum to be matter her for B'yishniyah. It's just a svarl. Kachal Elisha, the Torah was matter without the mitzvah of Yibum. According to Raman's second Teretz, we need the mitzvah of Yibum to be matter the B'yishniyah, and there's a mitzvah until he decides to divorce her. V'horai, she needs chalitza. She considered a Yavama. She considered a Yavama when he gives her chalitza, when he wants to divorce her. So that means she's considered a Yavama for every B'yah till then. Now, it could be these two Terutzim in the Ramban could be totally in the classic Chakira and the gather of Mitzvah Sibum. Is it that the Torah was matir, the Isra Eshesach, when there's a situation of Yibum, or it's Dechuya? The Torah was madcha, the lav of Eshesach, in order to mekayim a mitzvah of Yibum. But it's not that it's entirely hutar, it's just dachli. It's pushed aside for the mitzvah of Yibum, but it's not that the Torah was matter the Isser entirely. Rebbe Chanan and Kavitz Aorus, Simon Tess, Ois Aleph, brings two malachim in the Rishayim like that. Whether the mitzvah of Yibum is doicha the Isser of Eishazach, or it's matter the Isser of Eishazach, it could be these two Torahs from the Ramana are totally in that machloikis. If the mitzvah of Yibum is only doicha the Isser of Eishazach, so it could be that the Ramban learns it needs the mitzvah of Yibum to be matter each bia. She has to be considered a Yavama and he's become a mitzvah every time he makes a bia. Therefore, the Ramban says in the second teretz that if you say that Yibum and Rashayim Aleon, she needs chalitza, so the mitzvah of Yibum also continues by the bia shnia. She's considered a Yavama. It's a shame mitzvah Yibum on each bia, and therefore it's going to be mutter the bia shnia because of the heter of mitzvah Yibum. Mashenkin in the first teretz, the Ramban learns, and the Rashba answers like that, that you don't need b'chlal the mitzvah of Yibum to be matter the bia. The Torah said, "Alkach loy liyisha," and the mashmas of the pasuk is that she'll stay married to him as long as he wants. And it's not that you need the mitzvah of Yibum to matter each bia afterwards. Alkach loy liyisha lies an intrinsic keter that there is no iser of eishasach in the case of Yibum. The Torah was mattered. That mahalach in the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva also is that the mitzvah of Yibum is matter the iser of eishasach, and therefore even if there's no kima mitzvah, such as the second bia, and further, it's still going to be mutter because the Torah was matter the issue of Eishes Ach b'makom Yibum. Now, even if you learn the Mahalach of Dechuya, after it says L'kocha le'isha, that he's able to take her back even after he gives her a get, now he was already mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So we can learn in one of two ways. Either there's Vayter a kiyum mitzvah of Yibum on a second marriage, he gave her a get and takes her back. There's still a mitzvah of Yibum, as the Ramban learns. Each bia on the Yavama is a mitzvah of Yibum. So therefore, the Torah was megala. There's a mitzvah of Yibum even after he gave her a get and he takes her back. Or we could say a tremendous chiddush that the L'kach Le'isha in that pasuk lies that after he did the mitzvah of Yibum, then the Torah was matir isser of Eishes Ach after he did the mitzvah of Yibum. And when he divorces her and he finishes being kind of mitzvah, the Torah is better after of L'kach Le'isha, that there is a heter on the Isser of Eishes Ach even when there is no more mitzvah of Yibum. L'chayr, though, the first mahalach is more misyashev al alev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.